Hello and welcome to the 23rd episode in the second season from the Hijinks TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the hosts of Hijinks TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nubbutt, here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment, sprinkled with some surprises throughout. We've got a wonderful podcast lined up for you guys. We have only one more after this one before the season two finale. Oh my god, this season has gone by very fucking quick. And thanks to your guys' shares, thanks to you guys tuning in, we have broke 7,600 plays. We have traveled to 15 different countries, and oh my god, season three, we've got some wonderful prizes coming for you guys. We now have over 50 people entered into the giveaway for season three, so I am sad to announce that not everybody will be winning, but you that will be winning, you are going to win some good shit. I'm going to be doing the draws by random, the way that you guys have entered and the way that I have this set up. I'm just going to be drawing names by random when we do the giveaways. So if you want to get in on the giveaways, hurry over to Instagram, follow at @HijinksTV_podcast, drop us a DM. That's all you got to do to enter. That's all right. Throughout season three, we'll have different ways of entering. We'll, you know, go comment, go like on a post on there. But for right now, all you got to do is shoot us a DM. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. All right. Well, like I said, we've got a great podcast lined up. So without further ado, let's get into it. Sit back, relax, and away we go. Once again, this shit just could not have. You can't write shit like this. This is actually happening. This is really fucking happening right now. I have seen so many fucking articles now posted about the feds looking into getting this thing, this weapon. Okay, this weapon is what it's called, that they're going to be using on protesters to disperse protesters. All right. The feds are going to be working on this weapon called a heat ray. Oh, fucking heat ray. Oh, my God. This sounds like some shit straight out of a fucking superhero movie. Not even fucking joking. Like, when the fuck are the Avengers or the Justice League going to pop the fuck up and going to start taking down the government? This is fucking, like, I still can't believe I'm actually reading this shit. I had to look into it a few different times, and then after I saw the different articles, yeah, they're actually fucking working on a heat ray. My question is, how long have they been working on said heat ray? A heat ray. People have been complaining about global warming. Global warming has been happening for years, decades, apparently. This heat ray is brand new. They're just now thinking about making this. I don't fucking think so. I think they've been concocting this heat ray for quite some time. And that is what is to blame for global warming. The federal government has been working on a heat ray for quite some fucking years. You can call it a conspiracy theory all you want, but they have announced that they're going to be working on a heat ray. A fucking heat ray. Don't believe me? Look into it. I'm sure if you're on Facebook, you've seen this heat ray. A fucking heat ray. Oh my god. I can't even right now. I can't even. I feel like punching myself in the nuts. I can't. I think I'm lucidly dreaming. Like, to this camp, I feel like I'm lucidly dreaming or really fucking stoned right now. I feel weird, and I feel like this is not fucking real. Can't be.
Hey, Dick.
What's up, bad man?
I got a question for you.
All right, shoot.
Okay, so, you know, season two is about to end, and you've been doing all these songs, and I was wondering, can I do one?
You want to do a song?
Yeah, I've been practicing on the guitar at home.
Well, Did you bring yours?
I was hoping I could just use yours.
I don't let people touch my guitar.
Come on. I promise I'll be careful. I won't lick it. I'm not going to use my tongue to strum the strings anymore, okay? I'll just stop doing that. I promise I'll be careful.
Fine. Fine. I swear to God, dude, though, I see you do anything wrong with that, I'm knocking you the fuck out immediately. Not joking, I don't fuck around with my guitar.
Dick, Jesus Christ, give Batman some credit, alright? Not an idiot. Alright, let's do this. Alright. See if I remember how to do this one. Begging for your change. A hair on his face, his dirty dread locked in for the mange. He asks a man for what he can spare with shame in his eyes. Or get a job, you fucking slobs, all he replies. But God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in his shoes. Cause any rhythm I know what it's like to sing the blues. Then you really might know what it's like. 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 Well, Mary got pregnant from a kid named Tom who said he was in love. He said, don't worry about a thing, baby doll, I'm the man you've been dreaming of. But 3 months later he said he won't get over to the cause. And she swear goddamn she'll find that man cutting off his balls. Now she heads for the clinic and she gets some static walking through the door. They call her a killer and they call her a sinner and they call her a whore. But God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in her shoes. I know what it's like to have to choose. And then you really might know what it's like. And then you really might know what it's like. And then you really might know what it's like. And then you really might know what it's like. Seen a rich man beg, seen a good man sin, seen a tough man cry. I seen a loser win and a sad man grin. I heard an honest man lie. I seen the good side of bad and the downside of up and everything in between. I licked a silver spoon, drank from a golden cup, smoked the finest green. I stroked daddy's dimes at least a couple of times before I broke their heart. You know where it ends, yo, usually depends on where you start. Stacks on the corner with drugs. He like to hang out late. He like to get shit faced and keep the pace with thugs. Until late one night there was a big old fight. Max lost his head. He pulled out his chrome 45, talked some shit and wound up dead. Now his wife and his kids are caught in the midst of all of this pain. You know it crumbles their way at least. That's what they say when you play the game. God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in her shoes. Cause then you really might know what it's like to have to lose. And then you really might know what it's like. Then you really might know what it's like. And then you really might think, Dick? Did you like it?
Holy shit, Batman, really?
Was it that bad?
Yeah, just give me that back, man. You need some work. You need some work on that, man. So, a few weeks ago, I saw an article that said that there's a company saying that... I'm sorry. There was an article claiming that a company had bought TikTok and was going to keep them going in the United States because the U.S. was going to be banning TikTok in the United States. Now, I commented on this because I commented on it because Microsoft had declined the proposal to buy them. To buy TikTok. I made a comment on there saying, yeah, of course Microsoft would, because TikTok's been compromising the United States government. Some smartass had posted a link to my comment, on my comment, to an article saying that it was false claim, that the TikTok wasn't being used to take, you know, compromise the United States, and that I was dumb, pretty much, in a nice way, nicer way than he said it. So today, I get the final laugh, because this weekend, on Sunday, the United States is going to be banning and removing TikTok and WeChat, which is a Chinese app that so many Americans have been using. TikTok is so fucking popular. If you haven't at least heard of it, then you, you're not even listening to my podcast right now. TikTok has fucking commercials on television. Alright, so I had seen another article a little while ago saying that TikTok, when you download the app and you set up a profile and you link it to your phone and your Facebook, it has access to everybody else's information on your phone. Not just the user's information on that phone. It then gets access to all of your Facebook friends' phones as well. You don't see how that's just a little fucking weird? Why would an app not only need permission to access your phone all the time and access your camera all the time, and we'll get into that in a little bit, but why would it also need access to everybody else that you are friends with or that you have contacted? If you've texted them, TikTok now has access to their phone. If you tagged them, you don't even have to tag them. If they're friends with you on Facebook, TikTok now has access to their phone. You don't see how that's fucking weird? That's one reason why I have never downloaded TikTok, is because I had seen an article about this a couple weeks ago, but I had heard about shit like this years ago. I was like, I'm not going to use it. You guys took Vines away from me. I'm not climbing up anything else.
And that's how we met. And we've been best friends ever since, huh? Yeah, well, I mean, I'm his best friend. I've got a lot of best friends. Oh, come on. Don't say stuff like that. You're making me blush.
What the fuck? He hasn't said anything bad, man.
Yeah, he has.
None of us have heard him say a goddamn thing. Yeah, he hasn't opened his mouth. He's just standing there staring at us. It's really fucking creepy. Is he from Russia or something?
Huh. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, he doesn't like you very much, Dick. Just so you know. But yeah, Vlad's from Russia. He came over here when he was young, and we've been hanging out ever since.
And how come I've never met him before? You've never brought him over. I thought you guys were best friends. I thought we were best friends. This is a little heartbreaking to me. I thought we were best friends.
I knew we weren't best friends, but Batman's full of shit. God, I've never seen this guy before.
Shut up, nerd. Just because you don't know everything about my life doesn't mean I don't know everything about your life. I don't know everything about your life either. Shut up. God, making me all flustered. I'm calming down. Calming down. Alright. So, I brought you guys here for a reason, okay? And, the reason is, I just wanted to say that I'm sorry for, you know, pranking everybody and, dropping a boulder on your head.
What?
Dropping a boulder on your head.
When did you do that, Batman?
Well, what do you mean, when did I do it? You were there, Dick. Everybody was there. You were there, Martha was there, the fat man was there, Mike was there, Bernard was there, everybody. What do you mean?
Batman, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, you fucking shithole. I don't remember getting no goddamn boulder dropped on my head.
Oh, maybe you guys should look up then.
What?
Oh, God. I made all you guys look up at once. That was fucking great. It was actually in a dream I had last night. And, I'm sorry.
My fucking God. You've gotta fucking be kidding me right now, Batman. You cannot have possibly wasted this much of our fucking time because you had a goddamn dream. Are you serious?
Well, come on, man. It's not like I gathered a shitload of people to tell you about my dream. I was just, you know, just, now I'm making me feel kind of stupid here. Dick, it's not nice. Shouldn't have did that. Shouldn't have done that. You're not gonna like me when I'm angry.
Why, are you gonna fucking cry?
Maybe.
Oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ. Batman, I'm going home. This is bullshit. So, this next little segment that I'd like to discuss is a little touchy, a little feely. No, I'm just joking. We're getting weird here. All right. It's a little touchy, but there's a misunderstanding going on, and I am discussing this because I personally am one of the people that have been misunderstood of what this actually is. So I was under the assumption that Antifa was a terrorist-like organization that had just come about, and they were, you know, with the autonomous zone in Seattle and in Portland, and all the riots and shit and everything that's going on back east in Kenosha and all that stuff. I thought that Antifa was one terroristic organization like ISIS. However, I have recently found out that Antifa actually stands for anti-fascism. So Antifa is just shortened for an anti-fascist group, which there could be many of them. White supremacist groups are Antifa. Neo-Nazi groups are Antifa. There's a bunch of different Antifa groups. Antifa is not just one singular organization. So I think the more people that understand what Antifa actually means, the less confusion that we will have throughout everywhere. And Antifa has been around since like the 1920s, possibly before then, probably way before then. That was just one of the things, one of the dates that I had seen when I was looking up some of the history on Antifa. So if you're curious as to what the history of some of the Antifa is, it's hard to find one specific thing that's not about what's going on today, the one that actually gives further back in the history of it. But you can head on over to google.com and type in, what is Antifa? That's what I did, and I just started scrolling down. There's a bunch of fucking different things. Where I got that information that I had just reiterated was from the bbc.com website. It wasn't bbc.com. It was BBC, though, the British website. Like I've said in the past, I don't give you all the details because I want you to further educate yourself and gain more knowledge for yourself instead of just listening to me ramble on. All right. Well, I ain't gotten much else for you on the Antifa. So, that's it on the Antifa. Alright, well, that is going to wrap up this episode. It has been fun, it has been educational, and it has been... Where are we at? Okay, alright, we are back. We are almost done with season 2. We have broken into 15 different countries. We have broke 7.6 thousand plays. Oh my god, season 2 is almost over though, you guys. So if you want to get entered into the giveaway... We have jumped up to over 60 fucking people entered into the season 2 giveaway already. And there's only 26 episodes in season 3 coming. So, unfortunately, not everybody's going to win. But if you want to get in and get a chance to win in season 3, hurry up and head on over to Instagram and follow at @HIGHJYNXTV_podcast and DM us. Let us know what your favorite podcast has been so far. And actually, you don't even have to do that. Just thumbs up, smiley face. I don't care, period. Just DM us to get entered into the season 3 giveaway. The first person to send me a picture of them giving me the middle finger, a big old fuck you to Dick Nutbutt, is going to be getting a super special prize. I am surprised that nobody has taken me up on that. Like, seriously? I would have jumped all over that shit. All right. We will be back very soon in a couple of days with episode 24. So, we will see you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.